For 10 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Hour number four of Rosie on the House. This is our On the House Hour. We dive deep into one specific topic on your home, castle, or cabin. Month of April, following our home maintenance calendar that we publish, is hard surfaces. And before we get to our interior hard surfaces, though, we've got a packed amount of content we're going to try and cram in this hour. But we've got to start off in Saba. Doors are open now, Tucson Convention Center, the Saba Home Show. And we've got the event director, Jennifer Bailey, online.
Good morning. Good morning.
How's everything in Saba?
Oh, it's doing well. We're busy. We just opened our doors, so we're ready for a Saturday morning.
And y'all always pick up the parking for anyone coming down to attend. No parking fees.
No, it's free parking. Seniors and military are half off, and kids 12 and under are free.
And I've clicked on two or three different things this morning. Tucson.com, they had a printable coupon there for $2 off.
Yes.
iHeart, KNST in Tucson. So you can find ways to save a couple bucks off your admission once you come. Once you're inside, what am I going to find?
Well, you'll walk in the front doors and you'll get a tree from TEP, Tucson Electric Power. And then you can walk through our artisans and learn how to chalk paint, pick up some local honey and some candles. There's everything you can think of. And then you head downstairs and you can service your air conditioning, purchase a pool. There's plants for the spring planting. So there's so much going on.
Well, y'all always do a great job putting together a biannual home show. We've got one in the spring, one in the fall, and food catering.
Oh, yes.
Is worth it by itself.
Well, yeah, we've got a lot of stuff. You can smell it cooking right now. We've got our barbecue for you out there, and we've got all new food trucks. And you can get anything from healthy vegetarian bowls to ramen noodle to a barbecue sandwich.
So if you got a project you want to get started, your home, castle, or cabin, and you're in southern Arizona, be a great opportunity to get out to Saba today. And our promotion team is there. You're sitting with them. What booth are we in? 812?
812.
Sometimes my memory doesn't fail me.
You're in a great
That's
spot.
That's a rare thing.
You can't miss Lance and Susan. It's really, it's a great spot.
Well, we appreciate them being out there today to answer questions from our Southern Arizona listeners. I understand we've already got a handful of questions that we'll try and get through from people that stopped by the booth yesterday. But Jennifer, what are the hours?
Today it's open from 10 to 6 p.m. and tomorrow it's 10 to 5 p.m.
That's at the Tucson Convention Center. Can't miss it. And appreciate y'all putting on your biannual home show as always.
Well, thanks so much.
Thank you. As we get to our topic today, covering hard surfaces, we've got an interview coming up a little bit later with a manufacturer. We've got an interview with an installer, and we also have an interview with a
interior designer.
Whew! We're going to be flying through the content today. And it's really I've had as much fun on this topic as I have any particular month of May, because this quartz product.
So our overall
really things, hard to beat.
We're doing hard surfaces, and you've honed in on this quartz. What'd you see yesterday?
Well, took a trip down to Cambria, where we'll actually have the manufacturer on a little bit later. But it's the, you know, everybody went nuts for granite in the late 90s, early 2000s, and with house flipping. And everything had to be granite. Now, granite has multiple layers of quality, and it just depends on how far down out of the earth it was mined determines that factor. The farther down it goes, the denser it is, so it makes it more durable because it's less porous and harder to stain. But even still, you had a lot of maintenance. What they've done with quartz, it has a fairly similar granite look to it. But what they do in the manufacturing process is they pour it into sheets and add a resin to it. So when it hardens, you've got a completely solid surface on top that, you know, if you spill something on it, food, drinks, whatever, nothing penetrates through that top sheen. And it's poured solid, so it's all the way through. It's not like a laminate where it's just the very surface. And if you scratch past it, you know, you've got the exposed underneath, which is a different product. It's completely solid all the way through the entire product, and it's either 2 or 3 centimeters, just depending on what kind of application you're doing for it. And it goes beyond just floors. You could use this on your shower surrounds. You can use this on your backsplashes, which is actually kind of the focal point of the article this week, was backsplashes. You can have it in a solid sheet that would cover the entire backsplash, or you can get square, so you could do a tile pattern if you like that broken look instead of a, you know, the nice thing about a flat surface is it's so much easier to clean, but that tile, the character of the different individual pieces, it's a pretty hard look to beat versus something just flat. On the wall, backsplash, the countertop, really sharp. The backsplash, I like it a little more broken up. So you can get our article at rosieonthehouse.com on our blog. From the homepage, you would just scroll down to the featured blog, and our most recent one is published on the left. That goes out in our weekly newsletter that's published on Thursdays. So if you've got that, you've had a chance to read the article. It's 7 ideas to keep in mind when designing a backsplash.
You can find that link on Facebook as well. You can always check in on us on Facebook. Sometimes you get a little something extra on there, a little follow-up from one of the hours, or maybe some extra information. But we always link that blog on there so you don't have to go searching for it. Or if you join our newsletter, it comes right to your email box as well.
And we've got a list of tools there that you'll need if this is a project you want to tackle by yourself. The backsplash is, you know, it's not just what's behind the stove, but you can be extended behind the sink. I like that because so many of the backsplashes, you know, it might just be a 2 or 3 inch curb that a lot of countertops come with. But when you're working with water and at the kitchen sink, I mean, how often does your splash stay below that little 2 inch lip?
Not the way I cook. But, you know, looking at that list that we have on the do-it-yourself, it's quite extensive, including several different saws. And the thing about doing a backsplash is it works best if you can do it when you're remodeling or building in the first place. If you're going to take something down and put it back up, it's a little bigger deal. You're talking about tearing up your drywall to get that tile off. So you have to be really pretty handy to do it yourself.
But the nice thing is it's not something that would prevent you from operating in your home day in and day out. So if you messed up and it took you longer to finish it than you anticipated, as most projects that we start do take longer than we plan on it, it's not something like your floor that you're using. That backsplash, you can take a little time to get it fixed and get it rebuilt. You're not going to be out anything.
Well, and it's not a huge space either, so it's not a huge investment. It's just kind of fun.
And it's something, you know, while you're sitting there cooking, give you a little something to look at instead of just a blank back backsplash.
The white wall, like in my kitchen. Yeah, I could use a backsplash.
Well, I'm excited to share with you next segment, Jamie Henry of Arcadia Blue. She's got some great ideas. She'll make you want to go home and change your backsplash.
Now, it's not in this article, but I think one of the smartest things that we don't see implemented very well, if you've got your backsplash torn apart and it's not too hard to get to your cold water, is having a faucet on top that goes above the stove. I don't know why.
That's genius. And why it took so long to figure that out.
Well, or why we ever got away from that.
Was it a thing that and it came back?
Yeah.
I've never seen it before other than in recent magazines.
Oh.
But as many pots as I fill, that would have saved me a lot of backache there.
Well, and then it doesn't eliminate you. How often do you go to fill your pot and you've got to clean the sink because you're busy cooking and it's already got stuff in it and you don't want the bottom of your pot dirty. So you got to clean the sink, then get your pot in there and then put it on the stove. But having a faucet directly over the stove is it's one of those things when you see it, you're like, why don't we do this? And the extra cost at build from the beginning, you know, a couple bucks in pipe and a few sweat solder lines. It's one of those things, why don't we take the extra time to add just this one little bit more detail for a very fraction? There's plenty of cut corners, but I won't get into that when we come into building. There is a lot of building going on right now in Arizona. There's the news this week. It seemed like there was an article every day about something different breaking ground. And then the house flipping is making a comeback. This article, actually, out of the Wall Street Journal, was of a home in Surprise, of a family touring it.
Did we learn anything this time around? Is it better this time? Maybe people are smarter. We've had a lot of time to talk about it.
Yeah. Just buyer beware. And there's so many options available for a home. A poorly flipped home done by work that's not from a licensed contractor. Get a home inspection, if not two or three, and then read it. And take the advice and listen to what the home inspector's saying. These properties are probably going to be the biggest investment most of us are going to make in our life. And to go into it with the odds stacked against you is just asking for trouble. But we're here for the Arizona homeowners to help you avoid those decisions. And we've got Jamie Henry of Acadia Blue joining us in the next segment, talking hard surfaces here on the On the House Hour of Rosie on the House.
Don't get your windows replaced until you get an education and a quote from the experts at Pella Windows. So we've got Adam Homer in. Your fiberglass product, in my opinion, it's the right window for Arizona. Explain that a little bit.
Pella's got a patented process. They pultrude fiberglass through this die. It's a matted material. So unlike like the back of a shower enclosure, you know how it's random strands and
yes.
All pokey.
Right.
That's not what our windows look like. It looks like almost like a window screen mesh when it comes through and ready to put into the frame. And once it's all heat sealed and made rigid, it goes through a powder coating process. So you can get a really nice looking window that's very strong, very durable.
What matters is how you treat your doors and windows. They are the weakest link. Take the time to think through the right door and window.
Pella's two locations in Scottsdale and Tucson. Find them at rosieonthehouse.com under Certified Partners.